Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Happy 4th of July.
Greetings and welcome to Remnant Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour with the Watchman and Tower for our special July 4th America on Warn Radio. On this July 4th America special on Warn Radio, we will look at America as we used to know it. July the 4th was one of parades, military honors, American patriotism, faith, God, Jesus Christ, and the freedoms we have taken for granted. God was always in the equation of the America we knew as a family. Then we will also discuss the current America and its current conditions. It is Wednesday, the 4th of July, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Numbers chapter 25, starting at verse 10, through chapter 29, verse 40. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46, through chapter 19, verse 21. And the New Testament portion is Luke chapter 23, starting at verse 1 through chapter 24, verse 53. Also, check out 4th of July and the American Truism, and 4th of July and the Way It Was. Those are part 1 and part 2 of the latest articles by The Watchman, and you can go to read those at warn-usa.com. Or DanaGlennSmith.com. We have three Twitter accounts you can follow us on at hashtag WarnRadio. Is that right?
WarnRadio.
Sorry, I forgot about that. Hashtag WarnRadio. Hashtag WatchmanIS216. Or hashtag WGS underscore Watchman. And now I welcome the Watchman in for our July 4th American special.
Greetings. Imagine meeting you here.
Yes, how are you doing tonight?
Today. It's today. And it's morning, July 4th, 2018. How many years did you say?
242 years ago was the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, while that seems like a long time, it's not as long as China, Russia, or the UK. And for that matter, most of the EU or a lot of other nations. But, today on Breitbart, a big thing said 55% of adults say the country's best days are ahead. Now, of course, if you're a Democrat, you're not among that 55%.
No.
And, of course, if you join that breakaway movement from the Democratic Party because you're sick of them, which is really caught on, then you may think that they're good days are ahead of us too. And one of the reasons that many people feel that way is because you've got first time for a president who the Democrats and Hollywood and Soros and the Koch brothers among, and also a few Republicans absolutely can't stand. But this guy has managed to turn around things as far as everything that Obama did, because probably 100% of what Obama did, most of us did not like. We didn't protest. We didn't act like idiots and yahoos. You know, we didn't do that. And we did write articles. We did do things like that. But, you know, the Democrats have set a new precedent in idiocy, led by Mad Maxine, along with a few other of her ilk that... do not want to have a peace treaty. And as far as they're concerned, they absolutely deplore which way we're headed. But see...
which is better than their idea of where to head.
Yeah, which is Barack Obama's agenda, anti-Israel, pro-globalism, socialism, open borders. And of course, this is...
and forcing... insurance companies and doctors to and other people to do abortions.
Yeah.
That don't believe that we should do those. It's murder.
And so, you know, when Trump ran, he just pretty much, you know, had a message that resonated because he wanted to make America great again. It's beyond me, you know, if you have an idea and you want to make something better... you know, it's really funny. You can actually trace that back. I remember years ago, remember when they had made new carburetors and things like that to make your gas last longer?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those kind of things. None of them ever made it to market because the petroleum industry, of course, wouldn't have none of it.
Right.
And so you have a guy that wants to basically make America great again. He stood up to Canada. He stood up to Mexico and the open borders. And, you know, Mexico doesn't want closed borders because that's how they keep part of their economy going. And also get rid of a lot of people that's flowing through.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, a lot of others like the EU and the UK, China, you know. Among others who have taken advantage of us in trade, and, you know, basically Trump wanted to stop that.
Yeah.
And then you have those who just as soon have a war with North Korea as try to talk to him, and Trump being the kind of guy, he decided he'd sit down and talk with the guy. Well, you know, the bottom line of it is that whether you like him, hate him, or whatever, he has... really made a dent in a lot of things, and I've even heard, you know, commentators from the Democratic side of the aisle saying Trump is winning, and the Democrats have been losing. Needless to say, today, an Independence Day is the Independence Day for all Americans. But today, there is 55% of American adults who believe the country's best days are ahead of them. And one of the reasons is because you have Trump, who has created some jobs, and he's brought companies in, and he's stopped a lot of things, especially with this health care thing. And while he's not perfect, he has tried to make America great again and give hope.
Yes.
He is pro-Israel. And he did confront China. He sat down with North Korea. He backed up Israel. And he's going to be sitting down with Russia. So, I don't know. You and I were talking about it. He's pretty much, a lot of the things he said he was going to do, he did.
Yeah, he has. That's great.
But it's kind of weird when you have someone wanting to make things great and everybody hates them.
I know, it's just mind-boggling.
And, of course, today this is not really about Donald Trump, but you cannot talk about Independence Day today without Donald Trump, because he is the one that has the MAGA shirts, the MAGA hats, and he has a lot of people. And even when he was running, when I first heard that Donald Trump was running, my words were, they will never elect a billionaire white guy. But they did. And what he had, and I watched some of the stuff, and he had blacks, whites, Caucasians, he just about every kind of race you could think of. He had Muslims, he had gays, he had Christians, he had every kind of belief there was. And they were all fighting for him because he was going to make America great. He was going to change things, give jobs. And right now, the ability of the jobs is the best it's ever been. And of course, the naysayers are saying, well, it's not going to last long. Well, it may not last long, but the bottom line of it is he did a lot more than Obama did and previous presidents.
That's right, about getting people employed and helping the economy.
Yeah, and as far as the border and the immigration problem, guess what? Trump inherited that from many administrations. Republican and Democrat both, for years and years, have failed to deal with the immigration. And until they can get backbone and make good, solid decisions, this thing will never go away.
Well, you know, all Obama did the first several years of his presidency was blame Bush. You know, that he had inherited this problem from Bush, and then he just went about making laws and changing things on his own without the agreement of the American people.
Now, you know, another thing that when we talk about on this day is the Declaration of Independence and everything, and we got, you know, some of our people that we do on our Prophecy News show. We are an advocate for the persecuted church and those who need help. And we do that every week. And one of those who contact us, send us emails, and is Wilberforce, 21 Wilberforce, global movement. Their purpose is to advance religious freedom. Now, Tower and I are Christians, dyed in the wool. I'm a watchman, been warning for over 20 years, and Tower's been right here with me. But our ministry goes clear back in the 80s, and our relationship to the Lord goes further than that. But even having said that, we are not promoting and do not promote theocracy. We promote, look at, and hold on to a constitutional republic. And of course, on July 3rd, Wilberforce sent out an email with titled, A Day to Celebrate Freedom. And they gave you the first line in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, whether you like it or not, whether the liberals like it or not, and Obama's on record as saying that the Constitution and the independence, the Declaration of Independence, is outdated. He said that. And he's also mocked the Bible. He's mocked the Torah. And he's been anti-Israel. And it was under his administration they openly persecuted Christians for their beliefs. Now, having said all that, these truths that were self-evident that our founding fathers wrote into this document is one of the very main items that Wilberforce tries to enforce worldwide. They believe in this. Now, Wilberforce is not an American company. Now,
Are you sure?
Yeah, Wilberforce is out of the UK because it follows John Wilberforce. Huh. Now, that doesn't mean... Now, see, their address is in Falls Church, Virginia.
Yeah.
But, you know, the initiative in John Wilberforce is not American. But they use this to promote this, you know, worldwide. Because they're looking at God-given certain unalienable rights. And I think it's important for us to understand that. And Wilberforce said that their aim is to honor God's gift and America's heritage of liberty by relentlessly championing religious freedom on a global scale, to demonstrate it abroad and to celebrate it at home. Now, see, when I read about Wilberforce, John Wilberforce, I understood John Wilberforce was a Briton. And while their home is here in America, it's interesting to note that the reach is global. It's not the first time that when we talk about this, that there are people in the UK that do hold on to the truths of America. Not everybody embraces the idea of King George, especially taxation without representation. And I think one of the biggest things that when we talk about it, and Tower, and that is out of Proverbs 14:34, which we used in my article, The 4th of July and the American Truism. Now, we're going to be talking about these two things, the 4th of July and the American Truism, and the 4th of July and the way it was. The first part of this is about the American Truism. But I put in there, in the first of that, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And when we talk about that, you know, it leads us away from the American Truism. And American Truism, basically, when we talk about a truism, is something that is obviously true according to Oxford dictionaries. But Merriam-Webster says that it's a true statement that is very commonly heard. And, for instance, when I was a boy, there's a couple of them. One was a penny saved is a penny earned. That's mm-hmm. a truism. Another one, a fool and his money is soon parted. And then, as I grew up, another one came to pass. A lie told often enough becomes truth. And when you and I were being raised, we were told about telling the truth, weren't we?
Right, we were. Always tell the truth.
Now, there was a little more to it than that, is that once you begin to tell a lie, you can never tell the truth again because you're always defending the lie, right?
Yeah, and making up another lie to cover the other lie.
Yeah, so these are American truisms. And so when we look at Proverbs, it says, righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Those are two truisms about the same thing. And that is about the fact that sin within a nation is egregious and something happens to that nation. If a nation is not exalted through righteousness, a nation is brought down by unrighteousness.
Yes.
And if sin is a reproach to any people, then righteousness is a benefit to all men.
Amen.
Now, America is not righteous, folks. And even a lot of its churches, its religions, do not bring us into righteousness. Now, of course, here, speaking as a Christian, a heralder of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and a believer in the one true God and our Father, Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our Father of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the door to the sheepfold, the great shepherd. And in Revelation, he says, I am the Almighty. I am he who has the keys of death and hell, he who holds, who was dead and now is alive and alive forevermore. That's the judge. All things will be judged by him. And when we talk about that, and we talk about the judgment of God, we talk about the true and the living God who judges nations. And you might say that, who judges nations? Why would they judge a nation? Well, see, God, our God and our Father, Yahweh, the true and the living God, is the one who judges all nations. Now, when he sent his Son, he gave all of that into his Son. The power and the right. He is Lord of lords and King of kings.
Amen.
And he judges all nations and all men. But if we go back to Sodom and Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah was actually allowed to grow to be a great city-state. And they had large influence, just like Nineveh did, and just like Babylon. Every one of those were judged. They were allowed, as Gentiles, to live their life in their nation until their actions became so egregious and the sin so bad that God had to judge them. Nineveh repented, but 70 years later they forgot and they were judged. Babylon was judged. So it is a no-brainer to think that this same God will judge the nations, and he says so in the prophets. But see, living in America, I'm concerned about the judgment in America.
Yes.
I can't do nothing about living in the UK, the EU, Spain, China, and these other places. But I live here. My roots and Tower's roots go way back. And if righteousness will exalt a nation, and if sin becomes a reproach, where are we today? If it's a reproach, look at how much sin there is today, and look at the lawlessness we have in America today.
I find it pretty scary.
It is scary. When you're talking about judgment, it is scary. None of the prophets wanted judgment.
Mm-mm.
What you read is what they were called to give. And once they did what God wanted them to do, most of them, by the time it was done, they were martyred in some way. Jeremiah wound up, of course, in prison, and they got him out of there. But towards the end, when Judah was invaded, he was in the center of the city, practically, from when we read it. And the Babylonian armies had entered. They gave him leave. God told him it'd be okay. But Jeremiah later died. And his own people took him down in Egypt, which he didn't want to do, and he declared judgment upon them down there. They said, don't go. He told them, "Not go, do not go to Egypt." They went anyway. But we live in a nation today that doesn't want your Declaration of Independence. They do not want a republic. You have a large segment of society that want either communism or socialism, anything but the republic. And see, we've already fallen from a republic. We're no longer a constitutional republic, folks. We haven't been that in a long time.
Yeah.
We've been what is called a democracy. Democracies. And our forefathers warned us, always democracies always falter and fail. Morally, and they also go into socialism almost every time, or communism. That's a natural progression. So on this Independence Day, it's important to realize that if you really don't like America, then you need to be like the Indians who actually look upon this day, some of them, as a day of mourning. But you see, for the Indians themselves, they were warring people who conquered each other, stole each other's horses, stole each other's squaws. They killed one another, fought, and even the very Indians who are living in the Black Hills today. And, of course, we look at the Sioux and we look at others up there who actually fought with Custer over closer to Montana. There's a range, a little plateau and plain that goes down into Wyoming. All those Sioux, all those Indian tribes there had conquered other tribes in order to take them. So it's not like whatever they had there, they were there from the beginning. They weren't there from the beginning. None of the Indians were there from the beginning. Matter of fact, in my book, D-Day for America, most of these tribes came over on the land bridge from Europe. And there was some of them that made it down into South America. And, of course, you know, the bottom line of it is that lands and nations get conquered. This one became a nation where Christianity and the gospel was heralded. And today, the gospel's barely preached from the pulpits. And as Tower and I was talking earlier, and I'm going to just tell you, Ken Copeland. You know, my knowledge of Ken Copeland goes way back, as does Tower's. And, you know, we're aware of what he teaches. He can teach whatever he wants to teaches. But, you know, he has large influence. And the only thing we've heard out of him in the last 20 years, really, on a national level, has been recently when he's talked about his big multi-million-dollar planes, one that he wanted and then eventually that he actually got from his listeners. Then, of course, you have Jesse Duplantis, who wanted a plane too, and so you heard from him. You have Times Square Church, where David Wilkerson used to be the voice from, but the one who replaced him, he's a good enough preacher and teacher, but he doesn't speak on a national level like David Wilkerson does. And what I'm telling you is, today, very few people today speak on a national level in a voice that reaches all media where it is heard, and it comes from somebody that has solid footing. Now you hear from Franklin Graham. A lot of times he makes the news. Now there are other pastors and other evangelists who hold meetings and might declare, thus saith the Lord, but very few of them.
Yeah. God's voice is going silent in America.
Yeah. And there's very few voices on a national level for 20 years or more that have really been out there on a constant basis where we can truthfully say the radio, television, and media picked it up and they got a lot of, you know, it got around.
That's true.
Kenny Rogers, back at July 4th, 2015, now, he's getting to be an old man now, and he had his face uplifted, I don't know when, and I couldn't even recognize him.
I know, they should leave it alone, dear God.
But, you know, he does look younger, he just doesn't look like Kenny Rogers that I knew, but he did say this, you know, and as we get older, you have wrinkles, you have things, and you don't want to look like that. I don't blame him. I don't blame others for doing that. But he did say this. He said, very few things represent freedom more quickly than the American flag, especially to me. And he had taken a picture, and I don't have it, but I saw it, of at the JFK, in other words, John F. Kennedy Museum. And he says, the older I get, the more I appreciate the truism, freedom is not free. And that, of course, you can find these quotes. Now, this one was on Facebook's Kenny Rogers official site. And I just wanted to read you the quote. But it had a truism, freedom is not free. And freedom is not free. And in the same token, you know, in a democracy, it doesn't mean that socialism is a certain thing. It doesn't mean that people are going to be able to bring this country down. But unfortunately, there aren't enough people here that take it serious or care to try to address the issues and fix it. Matter of fact, if you look on the streets, you have people that want to abolish ICE, which is absolutely stupid.
Yes, it is.
They want to have open borders, which is idiocy. Because basically the people that fund all these people, Soros and the Koch brothers and others, want globalists. They want to remove the national identity of America. And Bill Gates is no different. Neither is, Zuckerberg. Neither is Google. There's a lot of these. They're international globalist communities. And if something happened to America, they have enough money and enough stuff going on in other countries to keep them going.
Yeah.
There's very few people that have everything in this country. You know, I have a quote from Nikita Khrushchev. It was quoted in the Milwaukee Sentinel. And it was November 19th, 1956. There was a diplomatic function of envoys from 12 NATO nations plus Israel. And they all met at the Polish embassy. It was a reception because there was the signing of the Moscow-Warsaw joint agreement. And some Poles really liked it because they thought it meant independence. Well, as we know, Poland really didn't get independence for a lot of years. But at that meeting, Nikita Khrushchev stood up, and one of the quotes is this: "If you don't like us, don't accept our invitations, and don't invite us to come see you. Whether you like it or not, history is on our side. We will bury you." Now,
who was he speaking to? The American people?
He was speaking to the 12 NATO nations, which include the U.S. It was a general thing.
Hmm.
Now, he initially denied the "we will bury you" quote, but on a visit in 1959 to Los Angeles, he gave a public speech. And in that, he said, "We must take a shovel and dig a deep grave and bury colonialism as deep as we can."
Good grief.
Colonialism is what our Republican form of government used to be. A colonial colony, colonial colonies, not just of the UK, but Spain had some, France had some. There's many people that had little colonies here, including... Well, let's see, there was Spain, France, Germany. There was a lot of them, as well as the UK. There was Dutch. And so he was totally against what America represented, is basically what he was saying.
It's too bad. Sad.
And that was in Stephen Sheinfeld's Memoirs of Nikita Khrushchev. 1953 to 1964, Penn State Press. And Penn State Press must have published it again in 2007. Now, George Washington said this: "We ought to deprecate or denounce, okay, the hazard attending ardent and susceptible minds from being too strongly and too early prepossessed in favor of other political systems before they are capable of appreciating their own." That was written in 1795. But today you have people That's exactly what they're doing.
Unfortunately.
And so now, as we look at the truisms and a little bit of what's been going on, we look at the way it was. Now, in our America Tower, you and I have talked about it. We knew everybody, didn't we?
In our neighborhood, yeah.
Did you know, the mothers?
Oh, yeah. And we called them Mr. and Mrs., the parents. We didn't call them by their first name. We had respect for the neighbors and their house. And
you'd go inside the house?
Yeah.
And you never worried?
No, about anything happening.
It never occurred to you, did it?
No, you didn't think like that back then. You didn't have to worry.
And so you knew the names of all your neighbors. You knew their mothers. You knew their dads. You were in their houses. You played with their kids.
Played outside with them till dark, all day long. Ran the fields. We lived on a country road. Kind of. It was out in the county. It was country.
And you know,
didn't have to worry about anything.
Over all these years, and Tower and I have been married a long time, folks. Decades. And we've been married decades is because not only are we husband and wife, but we basically are very good friends.
Yes.
Soulmates. And we are united, period. And we strive together for a common purpose. But see, being with her all those years, I've seen her stream of friends that she's met again over the years. And these are people from her neighborhood, a certain portion of this city. And we always ran into them. We ran into another one not too long ago.
Yeah.
And see, these kind of bonds is what America was. Today, you don't care. You're bonded by a stupid smartphone and text. Or by a group that you belong to on Facebook or some other one. And your communication and everything is done on the phone, usually.
Yeah, and you don't want to know your neighbors.
Yeah, and today we're selfish, self-centered, focused on our own little groups, living in our own little world. Now, you see, for me, when I talk about this, now, I, too, had friends all over the block. We'd play all together. We would, that's just the way it was. The banker was two doors down from us. And I played with his kids. And when I got old enough to get a loan, I went to him. And I didn't even need to, there was no paperwork to fill out. I basically went to him, said, well, I need this for this. And he said, okay, sign this paper. And I did. I got the money and went and got what I needed. And when we were first married, I used to do that. He became vice president, the bank changed, he retired, and then they didn't even know who I was.
Yep.
They didn't care. the rest of it is history. But see, in my household, as well as Towers, there was an authoritarian, the one whose authority was in the house. He was the law backer, and that was Dad. Now, see, Mom carried the law, too. But, see, she dealt with the kids directly. And if the kids listened, usually it went okay. But if they didn't listen, the kids then would face somebody else, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, the wrath of Dad and the leather belt. I remember that.
So do I. And as Dad would hit me, what would he say? This hurts me more than it does you. But, the scripture says, spare the rod and spoil the child.
Yeah. Spoil means rottenness, ruination.
It says the rod will drive the spirit of foolishness out. And it doesn't mean you beat your kids to death. That's not what I'm saying. But The bottom line of it is that now we're totally lawless. No correction. And plus you have teachers in schools that's been teaching godless, immoral, unethical things in school. Not to mention the fact we have now entire school districts who teach grade school kids how to worship a false god.
Yeah.
And, this is the problem you have in America today. Now you say, well, you're saying that because I'm Christian. No, I'm saying this because I am born again. Remember, in the early church, they weren't called Christians for quite a while. In the beginning, they were called those from that way. And guess who we were talking about? We were talking about a Jewish Savior. He was Jewish or Hebrew of the tribe of David, a tribe of Judah, which was David. The Jewish apostles. The first church was Jewish. Christianity didn't even come in there. See, Christianity is a modern concept, a modern thing. See, because we've separated Christianity and Judaism forever. And it was actually separated back in the time of Constantine because of the persecution by the Jews of the Christians who were going through hell at the time.
Yeah.
And so they changed everything and got rid of the Jewishness. But whether you like it or not, our roots go back into Hebrewism.
Yes.
Now, you may not like it. I don't really care whether you like it or not, but that's the truth. And the churches that tell you to throw out the Old Testament, they're foolish. And we have forsaken the true and the living God. We've forsaken the truth. We've forsaken the gospel. And right now today in America, we are lawless. But yet on this 4th of July, on the way it was, we can look back and we can see God's blessing.
Amen.
Because I can tell you that my neighborhood is not like the neighborhood I live in now. Now, I've been in this neighborhood for quite some time, so I know people here, and when I see them, we're waving at one another. Not all of them, but a few of them. But in the neighborhood I was raised in and Tower was raised in, she can tell you herself. You knew people.
Everybody.
Yeah, you knew what cars they drove. You usually knew where they worked. You'd play cards together or some game. You would... us kids were always playing outside. We weren't living on our smartphones. Of course, we didn't have it, but we did have phones.
Party lines, remember that?
Yeah, party lines. I mean, you can decide for yourself which America you want, but there is enough of a threat in this country today to tell you that unless you do something in your own life, and get busy, take care of yourself, you're going to lose everything in this country. Now see, if God decided that certain nations, and I've said this before, God judged two Jewish theocratic nations. One was Israel, the northern tribes, and the other was Judah. That's all the judgment he did to them. However, the Gentile nations suffered multiple judgments, a lot more than the Jews, including the Great Flood, the time of Noah. Then, of course, there was a confusing of the languages at Babel. Now, if you think that God is asleep, I pity you.
Sadly mistaken.
Yeah. Because this is the God that's going to hold all the nations accountable, and America's no different. But you can see the forces right now that's been busy for probably 100 years or more to dismantle the country. And they're getting close to getting it done. And through Obama, he had a lot of things set in stone, and then all of a sudden, Trump showed up. He's the Trump card. He was the one up the sleeve that nobody saw. Nobody could have figured this guy would have gotten in. And I don't know why he did it, and I don't even know why he stays, because there is so much hatred out there. But see, the hatred is coming from a small group. And these groups are vocal because they got money behind them. They got Hollywood behind them. They've got a lot of the liberal dog news out there. And so they've managed to stir it up. You've got Antifa made of a bunch of punks who try to cause riots. You've got a whole other... And matter of fact, you can get to the radicals, including those from Mexico and down in South America, who want Mazatlan back and want to get back their country, which isn't theirs right now. And you have a lot of groups, including communists, socialists, all have their interests in taking a bite out of America. Now, when I wrote my book, D-Day for America, I had a choice, and I was considering whether to go through and write the book and list all those things, and I decided not to, because I didn't want to glorify those. I knew what they were. I decided to put the Bible in it and tell you to repent. And because I used the Bible and I told people to repent, people didn't like it. Now, the people that understood the truth liked it. But see, when you are writing the Word of God like I write, and it's what Paul says, see, we are a savor to some of life and savor to others of death. We are life to those who believe, and we are death to those who do not believe. That's a gospel truth, and it's not going to go away. And in America, better believe it. This chaos is not going anywhere for a while.
Better have a game plan.
Yeah, because basically in America, we have a lot of people that live with their pride on their sleeve. There's no repentance. There's no civility. There's selfishness. There's self-centeredness. They're lawless. No natural affection. They're truce breakers. They're liars. Just read 2 Timothy 3 and you'll find them. But see, Psalm 33:12 said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Now the Lord chose Israel. But he also chose, in the beginning, a place called America, and Christians showed up here. When they got on the shore, they knelt down, they thanked God, and made a covenant with him. And over the years, we saw vast, massive Christian revivals here, like Smith Wigglesworth and a lot of others. We saw tons of churches. Our universities came from original Christian background. In the beginning, our schools used the Bible to teach people English. And it doesn't mean the Christians were perfect. And many people castigated them because of the slavery issue. Well, I got news for you. Whether you like it or not, slavery, when you get in the Bible, slavery is dealt with that. And in Paul's day, slavery was very much an issue in slavery days in the New Testament.
And it wasn't just black people that were enslaved.
No.
Whites were as well.
That's right. So many of you choking over the slavery issue and think blacks were the only ones ever enslaved, you're crazy. And I don't at all suggest that they didn't suffer. And I don't suggest at all that it is something that is good. I have never been for it. I would have never been for it at the time.
But that oppression that they say is still on them from slavery is an oppression from the devil. And
that's
they
right.
Need to have that get right with God and get rid of it.
Yes, they can be delivered from it.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. You know, slavery is not a white issue. I didn't oppress the blacks. And if I had a grandfather way, way, way back or some relative, that's their problem, not mine. I don't answer for their sins. I answer for my sins.
Yes.
And I wouldn't do it to men today, and I don't expect them to do it to me. I wouldn't live in a nation that is a Muslim nation. I won't live in a communist or a socialist nation. And I'm not going to live as anything other than the watchman, than who I am and what God has done in my life. And while I look at America and I thank God for being here, and I can look back in my roots and I can see roots deep into this country and into its fabric. Yet for me, I am not a watchman for America. I am a watchman, a heralder, and a simple preacher of the gospel, heralding that freedom and the power to get forgiven, redeemed, and live above all these things.
Yes, amen.
I am not here to herald and tell you that you need to become an American because I am. I could care less. And I appreciate this country, and I thank God I was here. But many, 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 many years ago, I had a series of visions, and I was told that America, as I knew it, would cease to exist. Those are the exact words. And that didn't come from man. That came from the Lord. And as far as I'm concerned, America has already ceased to exist. But in the context of what I was told and what I was shown, America will be in more trouble than you can shake a stick at. And if Israel went into captivity and had enemies on their shores, and God did it to his own people, to his own temple, his own priests, his own prophets, then make sure that it's going to happen here. And if Peter told us, judgment must first begin in the house of God, then we who are saved, if we barely survive, wherewith sinners and the ungodly stand? He said, judgment will first begin here, in the house of God. And in America, Christian, you'd better wake up, because the judgment's already here, and it's going to increase. You have a temporary resting point here with Trump. Yeah, it's chaotic. But I can guarantee you one man cannot change this country. He's managed to turn a lot of things back, but as soon as the Democrats get in, they will simply go through the same process again they did with Obama and turn everything around. Unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately.
So if I was to ask Tower, which America she liked the best. You know, the thing about today, we do have children. We do have family. And God has blessed us and been good to us. And we enjoy our lives today. And I'm not one for going back.
Oh, I'm absolutely not. But I do miss the small corner markets, the mom and pop shops, independent businessmen. I don't like all these big corporations that are gobbling up the small people.
That's right. And that reminds me of the food liner in my hometown. It had wooden floors. And the guy that owned it did the butchering in the back. It was a small little store. When Safeway came in, when it was starting up, it ran it out of business.
Yeah.
When Tower and I went to Bible school, and she was putting hubby through, helping me. And I worked and went through Bible school. But there was a little store called Jack and Jill. Small little store with wood floors. And it reminded me of the food liner. Very simple. It was in a small town. And these are the things I miss. I don't like the big corporate, mega, global corporations. I miss the personal nature, the homey attitude, the protective, simple.
And you would go into a store and they knew you. They were glad to see you. They treated you well.
Friendly, civil, you know. That's what it was.
Yeah, that I miss.
In our neck of the woods. It may not have been that way in your neck of the woods, but that's our life.
And I do miss that, but I don't want to go back a day because
no.
Every day that goes forward, we're closer to the return of Jesus Christ. And that's what I look forward to.
So if you're on LinkedIn, if you're on Facebook, any one of our social sites, you would have seen these articles come through. 4th of July and the American Truism is part one, and the 4th of July and the way it was is part two. Go to warren-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com, and you'll be able to read both of those because we're just touched on some of it. I would to God that we wouldn't have to face what is coming.
Oh, I know. You know, I was thinking even our kids, when you were talking to them the other day, said America's not like what they grew up in either.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. It's not. So with that, Tower and I are going to get out of here. You got any few closing words?
Well, God bless you, everybody, and your independence is in Jesus Christ, not in this world. And we love you. We pray for you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night for Thursday Battle Lines. God bless you.
So long, everybody. Happy 4th of July. Look up. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Truly embracing your complexities means rejecting anything that can harm who you are, like smoking cigarettes, which can damage nearly every part of your body. Tap the banner to see more. This free life. Freedom to be tobacco free.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.